Today we're going to learn Daf Dalet Amud Beis of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We left off on the bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph for a Tanu Rabbanan Chayvei Hadamin. Tanu Rabbanan on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph toward the bottom of the page. So says the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan we learned in a Braisa. Chayvei Hadamin. Someone who says that dummy alai, that my value should be on me, that I'm chayev to give my value to Bet Dekabayis, to the Beis Hamikdash for the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash. V'ha'arachin, or a person who says erki alai, that I'm going to give my assigned value. And erech is different than damim. Damim is what the guy would actually be worth if he was put on the slave market. An erech is an assigned value that the Torah gives purely based on gender and age. You could be a Herculean figure who's able to do the most amazing amount of work, or you could be a 12-pound weakling. If you're the same gender and same age as each other, you have the same erech. So if someone says, I'm going to give my erech to the Beis HaMikdash, or hacharamin, someone who says that this should be a cherim. A cherim means that it should be given for hegdish, it should be given for the Beis HaMikdash. You're able to be poda it from the Beis HaMikdash, but it's a way of making something hegdish. V'ha'akdeshos, or you take an object and you make it actually hegdish. You say that this item should be hegdish for bedek habayis. Chataos, or if a person does an avera for which he's chayev a karban chatos, and therefore he designates an animal as a karban chatos. V'ashamos, or he does an avera for which he's chayev a karban asham, and therefore he designates something for an asham. Olos, or someone who takes a neder that he's going to bring an animal as a karban ola. Ushlamim, or he takes a neder that he's going to bring an animal as a karban shlamim. Tzedakos, someone who takes a neder that he's going to give tzedakah to poor people. Umaisros, someone who separates Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni, or Maiser Ani. Bechor, a firstborn kosher animal, which normally you have to give to a Kohen, and a Kohen has to bring it as a carbon within its first year of life. Umaiser, or if you have a Maiser Behema, every tenth animal. Upesach, or you have a carbon Pesach that was not brought on Erev Pesach when it was supposed to be brought, and now it's supposed to be brought as a carbon Shlamim. Or Leket, a person who's cutting his produce, cutting his wheat, harvesting his wheat, and a few stalks fall out of his hand. He's not allowed to gather them. He has to leave it for the Aniyim, just one or two stalks. So he has to leave for the Aniyim. That's called Leket Shicha. Or if while he's gathering his bundles of produce, he forgets two bundles in the field, so he has to leave that for Aniyim as well. Upeya, when he harvests his produce, he has to leave a corner of the field unharvested for the Aniyim to come to take. All of these things, Kivan Shavru Alein Shlosha Regalim, if three Regalim pass, and you didn't, for those things that were supposed to be given to the Beis HaMikdash, give them to the Beis HaMikdash. Those things that were supposed to be brought as a carbon, you didn't bring them as a carbon. Or those things that are supposed to go to poor people, you didn't give them to the poor people. Three Regalim pass, and you didn't do what you're supposed to do with them, over Bebalta Acher. It's a violation of the Yisra of Balta Acher. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosha Regalim Kisidran, V'chaga Matzos Tchila. That it's not any three Regalim that pass. It has to be three Regalim in order, starting with Pesach. Because that's Rabbi Shimon Lashita, so that Balta Acher is only violated if one allows three Regalim to pass in order, starting with Pesach. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kivan Shavar Alein Regal Echad, over Balta Acher. Rabbi Meir introduces a new Shita we haven't seen yet, that even if just one regal passes, it's a violation of Balta Acher. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov Omer, Kivin Shavru Alein Shnei Regalim over Bebalta Acher. If two regalim pass, a person is in violation of Balta Acher. Rabbi Lezman, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kivin Shavru Alein Chakasukos over Alein Balta Acher. It's not a matter of how many regalim, it's a matter of which regal. Only if Chakasukos passes does a person violate Balta Acher. So how many different opinions do we have? We have the Tanakhama that says any three regalim. We have Rabbi Shimon that says three regalim in order. We have Rabbi Meir that says any one regel, and Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov who says any two regalim, and then Rabbi Lazar ben Shimon that says only Chag HaSukkos. So five different shitos, and we'll make that a main point, five different shitos, what it takes to violate Baal Ta'acher. So that's those are the five. My time at the Tanakhama, what's the svara, what's the source rather of the Tanakhama who says that it has to be any three regalim a person violates Baal Ta'acher? So michti, minayu salik. The pasuk that says shalosh pam b'shana was said after the pasukim that talk about the three moadim. So lamili mehedr michtav. Why does it have to go ahead and say b'chag amatzos, b'chag ashvuos, b'chag asukos? It could have just said shalosh pam b'shana yirah kol zechor ches pnei Hashem melkecha, that three times a year every male is supposed to go and see the Beis HaMikdash, supposed to go to the Beis HaMikdash, without identifying what those three times are, and we would have known, obviously it's referring to the Shalosh Regalim that the Chumash was just speaking about in Dvarim Perek Tes Zayin. So Shema Mina LeBal Ta'acher. Why does it identify the three Regalim again? To tell me that you only violate Bal Ta'acher if three Regalim pass. So that's the source for the Tanakhama, that just the fact that the Torah unnecessarily identifies the three Regalim must be it's identifying those three Regalim for the purposes of Bal Ta'acher. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon would say, it doesn't have to mention Chag HaSukos again, because the Torah was just talking about Chag HaSukos. Why does it identify Chag HaSukos again? Lomar Shezeh Achron, to tell you that in the sequence of three regalim with which you violate Bal Ta'acher, Chag HaSukos has to be the last of the three, which means it has to be the three in order, starting with Pesach. For Rabbi Meir Maitai, Rabbi Meir holds that even just one regal is a violation of Bal Ta'acher. Where does he get his idea from that only one regal is enough to violate Bal Ta'acher? D'chsiv uvasa shama, vehevesim shama. The pasuk says uvasa shama, and right near that it says vehevesim shama. That so long as a person is there, meaning he's ol regal, he's chayiv in vehevesim shama to bring the karbanos that he said he was going to bring. So since the Torah tells us that whenever you're there, whenever you're ol regal, you have to bring whatever karbanos you had promised. So that means you get one chance, you get one regal. V'rabbanan and the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, who hold that it's not just a one regel shot. Why do they disagree? Hahula asay. That's to tell you that if someone allows one regel to pass without bringing his neder, he violates an asay of a hevesim shama, but not the los asay of Bal Ta'acher. A los asay is a more severe violation. So meaning the other four Tanaim essentially agree that that any one regel you go and you don't bring your vows, whatever you promised to bring, it is a violation of the mitzvah's asay of a hevesim shama. But it's not a violation of Bal Ta'acher. For Rabbi Meir, how is Rabbi Meir going to learn from this pasuk that it's a violation of the lo saseh of Bal Ta'acher? Rabbi Meir is going to say that this aseh and lo saseh are obviously very much connected to each other. If the Torah is telling you you have a mitzvah to bring it, and you didn't do that mitzvah saseh to bring it, so obviously it's a violation of Bal Ta'acher. For Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, how are we going to explain Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov that when two regalim pass, it's a violation of Bal Ta'acher? My time, what's his source? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, Eila ta'asu la'Hashem b'mo'adechem. That Eila ta'asu la'Hashem b'mo'adechem, it says, aside from the Nedarim and Nedavos, the Olos, the Menachos, Niskeim, Shalmechem, the Torah is telling you that you have to bring the Nedarim and Nedavos on the Mo'adim. Since the Torah doesn't say b'mo'ed, it says b'mo'adechem in the plural, Miut Moadim Shnayim. The minimum number of any plural is always two. So it must be telling me that when two regalim pass, it's a violation of Bal Ta'acher. V'Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan would respond, Hahu l'ked Rabbi Yonah. No, we use that pasuk to teach us what Rabbi Yonah teaches us. Dam Rabbi Yonah, Hukshu kolam adam kulam zelazeh, shekulin mechapen atumas mikdash u'kadashav. That the Si'irei Chatos that we bring on the Korban Musaf of every Moed, all the Moadim are equated with each other. The Si'irei Chatos that we bring as part of the Korban Musaf of every Moed is mechaper for the Aveira of coming into the Beis HaMikdash while Tameh, or being Metameh Kodshim that belong to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's, and we learn that from Si'iri Rosh Chodesh, which is also called Mo'adechem. So that's what we derive from Mo'adechem. Nothing about Bal Ta'acher, nothing about requiring two Mo'adim for Bal Ta'acher. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, what about Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, who holds that only when Chag HaSukos passes is it a violation of Bal Ta'acher, regardless of whether it's been three, two, or one Mo'adim that have passed. It's whenever Chag HaSukos comes and goes that you violate Bal Ta'acher. My time, or what's his source? The time, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, Omer Lo Yomar Chag HaSukos, Shabbat Dibar HaKosev. The Torah doesn't have to say in the Pasuk of Shalosh Pam B'Shana, it doesn't have to specify Chag HaSukos because the Torah was just talking about Chag HaSukos. Lomenem. Why does it identify Chag HaSukos? Lomar Shezegorim. A similar joshua to the one we had before, except previously we were saying it's to teach us that Chag HaSukos is the last of the three. Now we're saying, no, it's not that it's the last of the three, but rather it's Shezegorim, that this is the one that causes it, that it's the third one that causes the violation of Bal Ta'acher. For Rameh, Rav Lazar ben Yaakov, who learned from the number of regalim that it's got to be three. Hay b'chagamatzos, b'chagashuos, b'chagasukos, that it doesn't have to say it's because it already mentions it before. Like the Tanakhama said, my darshube, what do they do with that pasuk? So mibaylu l'chad Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Yoshia, they use that pasuk to teach us what Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Yoshia says. Amar Rabbi Elazar Amar Rabbi Yoshia, minayin la'atzeres sheyesh l'tashlum in kol shiva. How do I know that if a person didn't bring his karban olas ri'iyo or shalmei chagiga on Shavuos, that he's still allowed to bring it for 6 days after Shavuos? Tamalomer b'chagamatzos uv'chagashavuos uv'chagasukos. Makish chagashavuos l'chagamatzos. We link up chagashavuos with chagamatzos as follows. Ma chagamatzos yeshot hashum kol shiva. Just like in chagamatzos, if you didn't bring what you were supposed to bring on day one, you're able to bring the karbanos throughout all 7 days of Pesach, because there are 7 days of Pesach. So we learn from there, av chag ha-shavuos, even though chag ha-shavuos has only 1 day, but it has that same din that you have 7 days to bring the korban. Yesh lo tashlumin kol shiva. If you didn't bring your olas ri'iyo or shalmei chagiga, you're allowed to bring it for 7 days. That's the source of the minhag that many have not to say tachmim for the entire week after Shavuos, because it's still part of the week that you're able to bring your korbanos, in case you didn't bring it on the first day of Shavuos. Ask the Gemara of Lekesh l'Chag HaSukos, but if we're going to compare Chag HaShavuos to something, why don't we compare it to Chag HaSukos and say, Malalan Shmona Afkan Shmona, that just like on Chag HaSukos you have 8 days, because there's also Shemini Atzeres, so there are 8 days of Yontif, so you get the Tashlumin for 8 days. Maybe we should say the same thing by Chag HaShavuos. Why do we limit it to only 7 days? So you say, no, you don't get 8 days. Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmo, because Shemini Atzeres is its own separate Yontif. It's not connected to Sukkos, and in fact, you can't make up your korbanos of Sukkos on the 8th day on Shemini Atzeres, because it's a regel b'fnei atzmo. It's its own separate yontif. Maybe that's worthy of. We'll finish up the discussion, then we'll make a main point out of it. Says Gemara, Emor Damrin Shemini regel b'fnei atzmo le'inyan pazar keshav. It's true that we consider Shemini Atzeres its own yontif, but that's only with regard to six specific halachos that are summarized with the abbreviation Pazar Keshav. Pazar means that a pious, the pay of Pazar is a pious, that they would draw lots on bringing the par that was brought on Shemini Atzeres, because throughout the rest of the days of Sukkot, they would just take turns. All the Mishmaros would take turns. But to bring the par of Shemini Atzeres, they would draw lots. Zayin is Zman. They would say the Shechianu on Shemini Atzeres, even though you already said Shechianu on the earlier days of Yantiv. Regel, because it's a regel b'fnei atzmo. Regel means that it's no longer called Chag HaSukkos. You now in Kiddush, you say Shemini Chag Atzeres. The Kuf is Korban, that it's not part of it's not part of the framework of the Korbanos that you bring throughout the rest of Yontif. It has its own set of Korbanos. It doesn't fit into the sequence of Korbanos that are brought throughout the other days of Yontif. The Shin is Shir, that there is no Shir of Shir Shal Yom, that this Levim say Aladuchan on Shmini, that's like the Shir of Chag HaSukkos. Beis is bracha, that they would be mevarich lemelech on Shemini Atzeres as part of the procedure of what they would do. By the hakel, they would be mevarich lemelech on Shemini Atzeres. So that's where we find that Shemini Atzeres is a chag b'fnei atzmo. Legabe those six halachos. Aval inyan tashlumin, divrei hakol tashlumin derishanu. But when it comes to tashlumin, everyone agrees that you're allowed to be mashlim the karbanos of the earlier days of Yantif on Shemini Atzeres. Titnan mishal chag yom tov rishon shel chag, chogig skola regel v'yom tov achor shel chag. If someone didn't bring his chagiga on the first day of Yantif, he's allowed to bring it throughout the rest of the days of Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres. So now we're back to our question. If we're going to learn that you're allowed to make up for missed karbanos of Shavuos from another regel, why do we learn it from Pesach that you can make it up for an additional 6 days, instead of learning from Sukkot that you can make it up for an additional 7 days? Answer the Gemara, tafasta meruba lo tafasta, tafasta mua tafasta. And an important yisod that whenever you can learn a longer amount of time or a shorter amount of time, we always go with the shorter, with the smaller, with the lesser chiddush, with the smaller halacha. And that's why when trying to figure out how many days after Shavuos you can make up your karban, we only say you can make up for 6 days like Pesach, rather than 7 days like Sukkot. So let's make that a main point. One can make up a missed karban on the first day of Shavuos for 6 additional days, just like by Pesach, and not for 7 additional days like you can by Sukkos, because tafasta meruba lo tafasta. Maybe we should have added as another main point that Shmini Atzeres is considered a regel bifnei atzmo with regard to pazar keshav, 6 specific halachos, but not with regard to carbon. With regard to carbon, it's considered a continuation of the other Yom Tovim, of the rest of Yom Tov, of the rest of Sukkos. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem will pick up from Ella next time, by Ella Lemay Hilchasa Kasvei Rachmana L'chag HaSukkos. So we'll pick up at the bottom line of Daf Dalet Amud Beis next time, Be'ez Hashem.